Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
An amazing viral video. We've all seen it, and I think we all watched it multiple times because it was so gripping when we watched it and exciting. And thank God we didn't lose one of the greatest entertainers of our time. He cheated death, Pony. He cheated death. And luckily, he's here. Ooh. Here's Jay Leno.
Hey, hi, how are you?
All right.
Hey, Jay. How are you doing? It's great, Rob. Hello, Rob. Hello, Oscar.
Hi,
hello,
Jay.
Everybody. It's great to be back on the tour and telling you exactly what I've got coming up with Jay's Garage. Really a great new program, and I brought a clip with me for everybody to get a chance.
Are you working harder now that you've retired?
I just love being around cars, and
I'm
not working harder. I work all the time. I like being active.
What do you like better, cars or making people laugh?
That's a tough one. I love stand up.
I agree. Now, if you were to somehow figure out a way to bring together, cars.
It's been a long time. I've done this impression.
Well, you're finding your way. You're finding your way. And you've had a weekend, haven't you,
Jay?
It's just,
if you could find a way, Jay,
it's just a long time. I'm not, the first rule of comedy
yes.
is not to make yourself laugh. I just realized that my Jay Leno impression is very, very heavy on the speech impediment.
And, yeah. It sounds a little bit like when you do an impression of Deaf Rob.
Yeah, well, of course. Yeah, you're still thinking about that. That's true. I really hope that everybody's going to watch Jay's Garage and get into the spirit of it. I brought a clip from my chance to ride with Bob Riggle.
Who?
Bob Riggle. Bob Riggle.
And what's his deal?
A fantastic race car driver. And
what does he do?
He's a race car driver, and and he has the Hemi under glass. It's always
sure.
a dream
oh,
of
yeah.
mine. And that's the car that goes up on two wheels. Mm-hmm. And we've got a. If I can, I'll play you a clip right now.
I'd love it. And this is from your new show, Jay Leno's Garage. It's so great because it brings together your loves of making people laugh,
and race cars.
What kind of cars?
Race cars,
right?
It's something that I was really excited to ride with him, and
what's his name again?
Bob Riggle.
And you have the clip.
I got the clip right here. This is me. I'm riding shotgun, and Bob
You're what?
Riggle. I'm riding shotgun.
Oh, he's riding shotgun.
I'm riding shotgun, and Bob Riggle is driving. And listen to what happens. Here we go. Play the clip. Right here we go. There we are on two wheels now. Going up on two wheels, and the wheels come down, and Bob tries to turn, and let's listen. Jesus Christ!
Wow.
You okay?
I'm okay, yeah.
Yeah, you okay? all right. So we rolled like five times, and it was a very severe crash. And then they came over immediately and checked for head injuries.
Right.
So we rolled five times, and then they immediately came over and checked for head injuries.
And how did what happened then?
I was riding in the Hemi under glass with Bob Riggle, and they immediately came over and checked for head injuries.
Any evidence of head injuries at all?
Thursday.
Good. I was able to watch the video, and I could just look.
Hi, Rob.
How you doing, Jay?
I'm Jay Leno. You might remember me from when I hosted the Tonight Show. Jay.
I do. I remember that.
Yeah,
that'll what
be
have
a
you been up
something
to?
Extra in your envelope for this interview, pal.
What have you been up to?
I've been washing. Washing the clothes behind the street with Mavis in the stream.
You own a stream.
They immediately came over to the car and checked us for head injury.
I see. I was able to look in the video. I squinted. Was that Stuttering John in the back seat?
Tuesday.
That's right.
Thank you.
Jay,
Yeah, hi.
When I say it's good to have you back, it's good to have
good
you
to be back.
Back,
Chad.
That was a very dangerous
Oscar.
Crash.
There you go, of course. All right, very good. I love the Grease Man show.
There have been allegations that stream in the back on your property is where you put all the motor oil because you can't put it anywhere else. You just put it right into the stream.
Well, that's why the clothes don't wear as well as I thought they would. You know, I said, Mavis, there's a film on my jumpsuit. My jumpsuit that I used
your
to work on
jumpsuit.
My cars.
Your denim jumpsuit.
So what they did was they immediately came over and tested us for head injuries.
Head injuries follow. And why did they check you for head injuries?
Because Bob Riggle was driving the Hemi under glass, a bucket list item of mine, and wonderful. I had more fun with Mr. Riggle than I did with Nick Cannon driving in his Ferrari.
After you rode in the Ferrari, did they do anything for you? Any medical technicians come
they
over?
They came over with Bob Riggle and tested him for a head injury, and they said, we're at Irwindale, the Speedway, where we went up on two wheels with the Hemi under glass.
Right.
Item on my bucket list.
And then what happened?
Mavis and I are going to wash our clothes in the stream. My underwear came back oily, though.
Yeah. Well, that's good. Better than late.
Yeah, my giant boxer brief.
Jay.
Now, you mentioned this was a bucket list item. What
bucket
else
list
is,
item. Yeah.
What else is on your bucket list?
Eating fried chicken while skydiving.
Yes.
Getting laid with anyone who is not my wife.
Oh.
Anyone else named Mavis? Do they have to be named Mavis?
No, I just anyone.
Anyone? You know? Man or woman?
Yeah, most comedians would do it to be on stage. Robin Joe, they're on the Moore Network.
You could bone them
constantly in the but me, they checked us for head injuries. I think it's gonna be all right.
And you got a clean bill of health though.
Yeah, there'll be a little something extra in your envelope, Kane.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Hey, you the guy from Ajax?
Yeah, you bet.
All right.
Who are you bringing the eighth? Well, they're on their way. I'm the supervisor. I don't carry this stuff.
Supposed to have been here over an hour ago, boy.
Well, traffic was murder. You know, one of those manure spreaders jackknifed on the Santa Ana? God-awful mess. You should see my shoes.
Woo!
Sandwich baby, huh?
Yeah.
Looks well used.
It's back and forth to Utah every weekend.
Oh, is that right? What is he, a Mormon?
I don't think he's doing a whole lot of singing with the Tabernacle Choir.
These executives, they live hard. You know what I mean?
Oh, I sure do.
Hey, do us a favor, pal.
Name's Liddy. Gordon Liddy.
Gord, take a look at the seventh Fetzer valve, will you? I think it's been sticking.
Probably the humidity.
That's funny. No, what I think it is myself is the bypass line.
It could be the bypass line, yeah. Maybe I should take a look at it.
Gordo. Back here?
Don't tell me my business, boy. Just checking the luggage. Somebody ought to clean these windows. There is a tremendous buildup of gook all over them. Look at that.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
So the only thing I got out of that, is that a biopic about Gordon Liddy or
no,
something?
No, it's Fletch. When he pretends to be Gordon Liddy at the airline.
Oh, man. You don't like the Fletch? I love the Fletch movies.
I like
movies.
Fletch movies.
You know what? If there is anything that cements...
Two of them.
Okay. Chevy Chase's non-funniness, that is that particular...
No,
I
think
it
might have been
Chevy
his...
Chase.
That might have been his last good thing, I think.
Fletch Lives,
oh,
Mike.
Oh, God. You know what? I can make a case that after Vacation...
Yeah.
It was effectively over. And by the way, and even in Vacation, I think he was picked up by just the overall presentation. The movie was just very strong. And with Caddyshack, the movie was, he's a small cog in that. But the Fletch series,
I like the Fletch films. My apologies.
Well, then you want it to go to, sit at Charlie Broyhill's house and you two can have a fabulous weekend. That'd be great. Welcome live from the Pfeiffer Room in the heart of our nation's capital. Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. On the air and online everywhere, the Mike O'Mara Show, a daily radio and internet broadcast with the greatest listeners in the universe because they get it. And if you're here, you will too. Our phone lines always open at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. When we're on, you can call us anytime. Our show today brought to you by Sleep Number. Summertime, the living is easy. We love Sleep Number in the O'Mara household, and you will too. I love my Sleep Number because I can sleep on it with my setting every single night, and it's perfect. It's the only bed clinically proven to improve your sleep quality. So even when I sleep a little less than I should, I know I'm getting quality sleep. The Sleep Number bed lets you choose your ideal firmness, and you can change it whenever you want. And the great thing is, Mrs. O is on one side, I'm on the other side, and when somebody's tossing and turning, it doesn't matter because you can't even tell. You know, I actually do my little physical therapy exercises in the bed, and I'm bouncing around. Mrs. O'Mara doesn't even notice it because we got our own platforms to sleep on. It's great. My Sleep Number setting's an 85. Carla's is a 65. And last night, my Sleep IQ score was a 95. Mm. I feel great. Come in and discover the award-winning Sleep Number bed with Sleep IQ technology, starting at just $1,099.98. No better sleep. Sleep Number beds and Sleep IQ technology are only available at any of the 500 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find one near you by calling 800-511-0061. Don't forget to slide across the floor and tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you. And let me tell you something. That's been a debate for many, many years. But yeah, I guess you two are in the Fletch camp or the Chevy Chase.
I have a soft spot for early Chevy Chase movies.
Here's the thing, though. If you did, and I didn't watch, I don't remember that scene, and I don't remember the movie because it's not all that iconic. If you didn't hear that, like me, if you're listening to that, there is no funny in that.
Mike,
whatsoever.
There's narrow casting. He mentioned G. Gordon Liddy.
Yeah, that made me laugh because he was great at doing that when he would
20
do,
years
well,
ago.
That was the whole Fletch thing, right? The gag would be he'd use another name.
Costumes and stuff like that. But also the Santa Ana, the manure truck overturned. And I would always love when he goes, woo.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I think you can make a real case.
You're better off, critic than we are because there is... I like in the Fletch movies, and I only caught them after, as I would say...
Like on cable?
I would say on cable, HBO late nights when my parents were gone, as they always were, and I said,
What about the TV show? What about his late night TV show?
No.
Oh,
no
the Chevy
good.
Chase show? Boo.
No good. No
but
good.
That was when
Absolutely.
Chevy Chase demonstrated... Now, look, you go back to Saturday Night Live when he did Weekend Update.
Right.
And there was nobody greater.
No, he invented it.
It was brilliant, and nobody ever came close to Chevy with Weekend Update. Nobody touched
it. My generation, they only played the hits, right? So yes. I only know how bad he actually can be from Community and any other
community.
Work he's done since then. Mm-hmm.
And then you get the whole behind-the-scenes deal with Chevy Chase where he's a bit of a hump.
Yeah,
he's a tremendous hump.
Complete a-hole.
A tremendous hump, very difficult to deal with. And then you throw in a little of the painkiller addiction that goes along with that. But that, I tell you, it's tough to dig out of that hole.
It's almost like you're trying to take off, and all of a sudden a seagull runs into one of your engines.
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly.
Yeah. And then you got to fly straight.
Chevy. So,
but Mike, we have four engines. Four
I know
engines.
We do. We've got redundancy, just like they do. And you know, one of the things I said to a getting ready for my little thing as I get set to prepare my walker and my extender for my toilet seat down here. I like the redundancy of
the
people that are going to put
the extender on the toilet seat. It's a it's just raised, right?
I don't even know what it is because I have a prescription for it that I have to go
it's
to
a
the
prescription
supply.
Toilet seat.
Well, no, it's you have to go and pick it up at the medical supply store,
that's
and I don't want to pay
you.
For it, so that's what I'm going to do. You know, want the old insurance company to pay for everything, but no, I'm going to need it raised up, and I guess it's got a couple of handlebars on it. And then Trip Affleck, who is rapidly becoming one of my all-time favorite funny men online, he sends along this particular cane that has a two-handled cane, so you get people getting up. I hate medical commercials anyway because there's one down here. There's so many of them down here in Florida. And by the way, when you watch a commercial for senior citizens, and I'm probably not – most of our audience maybe knows this – when you watch these people, these are members of the union. These are paid actors. They're not just random old people. Okay?
They're not actually old people. They're actors that are old people.
Some of them are, but they are professional old people. So when you get the professional old people, a lot of times they will tweak it. Like if you have the commercial for the lady, I've fallen and I can't get up.
Yeah. Like, oh, yeah.
I've fallen and I can't get up. And then you get the people, especially the women, who will sound like, well, when I went to Dr. Jim, I could not believe we were back in. Yeah, we're improving our lifestyle as well.
Yeah.
And they're all so professionally old.
Yes.
And it drives me nuts. So Trip sends me a commercial for, it's a cane. And then it has a little handle come out so that you can use two hands, and it shows somebody.
So is it almost like a cross?
Yeah, a little bit. Well, yeah, it just comes out of the butt, and they can haul themselves up, and it made me laugh. And I think I wrote back to him. I said, I really don't know whether I need to thank you or not.
It's a next generation cane.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's a kind of like a space age cane.
Yeah,
because when you know if you need a cane. And you're getting up with one, it can kind of wobble, and you're going to look like that guy in Something About Mary. You know,
Mary, that's great. Mary, I'm going to try to get up right now. That is, by the way,
the fake architect.
As physical comedy goes, I don't think you get better than the way that guy did with those crutches.
Oh, fantastic.
When he did the handshaking.
The rickety?
That is a 10. I could watch that all day long. But, I'm getting ready to, it's 2 weeks away. A week and a half away.
Surgery.
Basically. That's it.
It's a week from Thursday, right?
A week from Thursday, getting ready to, get my mind right and get it all done. And, it's just, this is going to be the great forgotten summer. I hope we get some good material.
Any part of you excited because of what it's going to do to your body?
Excited would not be a word that I would use.
There's some dread. We know there's some dread.
No, excited would not be the word I would use. Prepared would be the word that I would use. I'm prepared for it, and I'm looking forward to, in order to go through, especially if I'm going to get them both, you look at the end result, and that's what I'm trying to focus on. That all this is, I look at my kid in the morning, and I look at him, and I'm like, this is going to be better for my relationship with him, and chasing him around, and all that good stuff. So, should be very, very cool.
Be a new man.
I do hope that it goes so smoothly that you do go and get the second one done right away, because that will, I think, sort of condense the process. And the last thing you want is the second procedure looming after the first one. So, if you have to spend a summer to do it, I think it's small potatoes in the long run.
Well, what I look forward to is getting it done, and then right after that, my plans are to go to a Tony Robbins rally and walk over hot coals.
Do you smell something burning?
Didn't when we were working with Don, didn't he go through that kick where he went to, didn't he actually go to a Tony Robbins?
He went to a rally in Baltimore, I think.
He went all in, I think.
And I think it was, the motto was Mike Kanai. Constant and never-ending improvement. And the thing is when
the whole self-help guru thing.
And when someone gets into Tony Robbins, it spreads to those around them.
For those of you that might be living in a box somewhere, there were people that were hospitalized over the weekend at a Tony Robbins rally because part of the thing he does, I guess it's the power of positive thought. Is that
And facing your fears.
And facing your
as
fears.
As Andrew Dice Clay said in Vinyl.
Yeah. Oh, and sorry for, I'd like to say to my wife, I'm very, very sorry that Vinyl was canceled by HBO. So sorry that we will not be seeing Bobby Cannavale's penis any longer.
Oh, my God. He's got to dry off.
Well, yeah, no, I think the penis got a spinoff. It's got its own show.
Here's the headline from NBC. It says, Firewalk participants defend Tony Robbins after dozens treated for burns. Participants at a Dallas event where about 30 followers of motivational speaker Tony Robbins were burned while walking on hot coals. I don't know why I'm sorry.
Mike, this is not a happy story. I don't know why you're grinning.
They defended Robbins on Sunday, saying the incident had been vastly overblown. Dallas Fire and Rescue responded to multiple calls about burn victims. Now, here's the first question I have about this. I know nothing about this whole hot coal deal.
Well, it's a hack bit.
It's a question of the way the coals are laid out, right? You got to do that the right way.
There is a connection between the amount of time your skin is exposed to those hot coals as you're walking across them. It does, supposedly, if done correctly, your skin is not exposed long enough to create the pain and the burns that you expect.
And I don't know if you did it. I do remember that long time ago, I think maybe even predating me at WJFK, there was a hot coal walk in the parking lot because it was
a
DJ thing to do.
Yes.
And
I remember
a photo of the great Andy Rice doing it.
Really?
Yes. So okay. I know it can be done.
I think it's a carny trick, though.
I do too.
That's the way that they do it. Here is the 7,000 attendees. Wow, that's a big group.
Robbins is going strong.
Still.
7,000 attendees successfully participated in a firewalk, which has been celebrated. Oh, he's talking about the total number of people that have done it over the years.
Oh, okay.
I think. That's according to his spokesman, Jennifer Connelly, the actress.
Hey.
Wow.
Wow, that must pay very well. Yeah.
She thanked emergency personnel Sunday for their quick and robust response. She says 7,000 people have done this successfully, and it's been a celebrated part of his events for 35 years. And while the goal is to have no guests with any discomfort afterwards.
That's a good
this
goal.
This is the spokesperson saying this. It's not uncommon to have fewer than 1% of the participants experience hot spots, which is
a
sunburn, which can be treated with aloe. That's what she said.
Before you continue, Mike, what would you classify as a robust response from fire people? I mean, how are you robust when you respond? Hi, we're here. We're here to help you with the aloe.
We've sent six trucks.
I'm going to carry you on my shoulders, lady, because your bottoms of your feet are burned. Yes, sirree. Okay, so the firewalk is, according to the Robbins Company, describes it as a symbolic experience that proves if you can make it through the fire, you can make it through anything. This is self-help. Is there anything more American than a self-help guy? I mean,
paying your
we
taxes.
Talk about we go back to the thing all the time that it's basically the people that we are so narcissistic.
There is one thing more American
it's all about
than
you,
Mike.
All
there's
about me.
One thing more American than that, and that's a carny. Tricking right. people into thinking they're doing something they're not really doing.
And having them pay for it.
Yeah. How does he think that his talk is going to change chemistry?
I don't trust him because he's got a bad Fu Manchu beard.
Has he got a beard now?
Oh, I haven't seen his beard as of late.
I'm looking at a picture of him right now.
Does it distract from those dinner plate teeth?
It's just weird. He saw one woman on the back of a man afterward and assumed she was one of those that was burned. Otherwise, he said, few people even knew there was an issue. So I guess it kept going. The ambulances and everything were to the backside of the people walking, so people may not have seen it. So I guess I bet he's got the system down, right?
Sure.
When somebody burns their feet, they get them the hell out of there. Get the people with the burns out of there.
Just like Disney World.
Yeah.
Get them out of here.
Would you guys do it?
No.
Would you ever do it?
No.
I would have in my early 20s because I don't know any better.
Right.
But now as I've heard not just – Tony Robbins, but in multiple self-help gurus, they use this tactic to really just either have a conference or display the confidence that their followers have in them and to show them that they can accomplish anything. Because it's a carny trick, I just don't think I can, with all due respect to myself these days, do something like that.
Because we're going to have you have different opinions about everything, especially nowadays. But I will tell you that I am totally open-minded when it comes to self-help. I believe that there are wonderful pieces of literature out there that are available to people to help them. They're tremendous. I am not necessarily an advocate of mass cultish displays of these type of things. Now, why'd you point at your nose?
No, because you're dead on. And the thing that really occurs to me, and this underscores at this event, again, I'm all for positive thinking. And if reading a book or seeing a motivational speaker is going to help you, God bless you, go do it. But there's chemistry at play here. When flesh touches fire, flesh is going to burn. Now, if there's trickery around it that you're limiting the amount of time, things can go wrong and you can burn your
self-help.
Feet off.
I believe in self-help. I've been to counseling. I have been to a therapist.
That's different.
It's different, but it's the same working on yourself and working on your mind.
Your therapist isn't saying, hey, now that we're done with our session, let's take a quick moment to walk across these coals.
Can you hold your hand over this lit candle?
There's so many people that probably need help in this country that need a little guidance. And,
Adrian.
There's only one thing I pull out of all the stuff I've ever had. And I'll share it with our listeners because I really do believe it. And it concerns the whether I'm going out for a drinky-drinky, whether I'm going to gamble, whether I'm going to Bennett's Fresh Roast to get those delicious donuts.
Mm.
And this
is I literally believe this. I don't adhere to it all the time, but I believe it. And a guy told me that you can never get enough of what won't satisfy you.
Oh, so
and
true.
That
very true.
Is
so
absolutely true. That is booze, food, gambling.
I tell Pony that all the time when we're laying in bed.
That's right. And you know he says, I want another sugar glider. And you say, it's not going to solve the problem.
Oh, by the way, pay-per-view. And this is, I was hip to this by my man, Patton Oswalt. I will tell you this. If you get an opportunity, boys, I almost would say this is required viewing. Speaking of never getting enough of what won't satisfy you. If you get a chance, please, please, please watch the Anthony Weiner documentary. And get ready for a ride down the abnormal psychology highway that you will not be.
I saw the trailer.
Unreal. And the access is absolutely incredible.
Well, he granted full access, right?
Because he didn't know exactly
how it would play out.
Right.
It takes him through his reelection bid, if I'm not mistaken.
His mayoral bid.
This is after his fall from grace.
After he came clean and he said that, hey, I'm not doing this, and then he gets... the way I understand, in fairness to Anthony Weiner, I will say that it's a situation of timelines that bit him in the ass. What happened was he said, hey, I'm not doing this anymore. And then new pictures surfaced that made his timeline out to be dishonest, where he was still doing this. And at the end of the documentary, you say to yourself, well, he might have finally gotten his act together, but I will tell you, I don't believe it. I don't believe it because there is no deny. There's no remorse. There's no, you know that he is still trying to just be in this total denial about it. And that would indicate that type of behavior, which he needs therapy for,
right,
has continued. And it is stunning.
I've read that it's worth it just to watch his wife and the misery she goes through, that it's palpable.
Puma, who's a major player with the Hillary Clinton campaign.
And I don't mean to say it's worth it to revel in someone's misery, but I say it's one of the most dynamic parts of the doc.
I think this is probably going to be used by the other side as, you know, fodder against Hillary. And you come away from this, most people will say what probably we were saying, which is like, oh my God, she really hung in there. But at the very end of the documentary, judge it for yourself. At the very end of the documentary, the good wife, who kind of stood shoulder to shoulder, she's kind of out of the picture. She doesn't even go to the polling place with the guy.
Ooh.
So it's, but it is really, really fascinating. And, you know, and there's a guy that needs somebody to crawl into his head and help him out. Because look, I think everybody's got, look at our studio. We have three guys that you could break us down on a psychiatrist's couch and have a field day.
Sure.
We got four guys. Everybody, the one thing I learned, the older I get, I don't think, there's just not a lot of, if you see somebody who you would say, man, that person is bulletproof, that person appears totally normal, you're probably not seeing the whole person.
Oh,
everybody's
no one,
got issues. Yeah,
absolutely. It's just
got
how you
them,
deal
you know?
With them. Mm-hmm. But you don't have to walk across hot coals to deal with them.
Yeah, no. And I don't think you need to go into a 1,000-seat arena and say, you know, I'm great and people
I can
like
do
me.
This.
That's right.
I can
and do doggone this, it, people know. Like me.
No, you know what? If I can be honest, if I could offer my listeners a piece of advice that probably I should have taken a long time ago, well, I did to a certain extent, you want to better yourself? Do what Mr. Santana's doing. Get a legitimate, reputable education and take that for what it's worth and use it for your life. The self-help stuff, you know, if you're doing that, if it works for you, fine. But, you know, well, you got those people going to the hospital because, ow, it burned.
VCU students burned. Don't understand, Mike. You talk about education. They say, I don't understand why I put my feet on those hot coals. Why are they burning? Ow.
Why are they burning?
I don't
I was
get
being
it.
Positive.
Go Rams.
I was being positive. And then Tony Robbins was like, no, you're not. And by the way, Tony Robbins, doesn't he sound exactly like Bill Walton? You know? I'm really sorry that people burn their feet on those hot coals. Man, that's I guess we didn't have Zippy the Pinhead shake the real hot ones underneath the ones on the surface. Anyway, we'll take a break and come back. I want to talk about the personalities of Mr. Santana and Spiewak when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Profile.
Hey.
Do you talk C++?
Oh, yeah.
Do
nice.
I?
Can you telnet into port 25 and fake an email?
Can I?
Do you like to surf the back plane of a router?
Yes, I do.
Have you ever hex-edited your way to a registered version?
Sounds sexy.
We're not going to be talking about any of those things, but what will we be talking about, Oscar?
It's technology and the way it affects your life.
And we're going to be combining a lot of entertainment. It's going to be a good time. This is not your father's tech show.
Tech 411 Show, available on the Broadcasting Network and on iTunes.
That means it's good, so please check it out.
We recorded a new show just yesterday afternoon.
That is fantastic.
But no promos.
I look forward to that.
Who's got time for promos?
You know what? I like to focus when I play that promo, and I think that's like the third or fourth time I've played it. I like to focus on the music. I think it's nice.
Yes. Yeah, wonderful, isn't it?
It's from the Ride soundtrack.
Bing, 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 bing.
A lot of skull crushing in that.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Bowl and Branch. I am spoiled rotten. I truly, truly am. Bowl and Branch, they've reinvented sheets and bedding with the sole purpose of making your nights more comfortable than ever. Now, they're a client, and I try the client products before I get on here and endorse them. I said to my wife the other night, I said, did you put the Bowl and Branch back on? I actually said that to her. I said, did you put the Bowl and Branch back on the bed? And she said, yeah. I said, what kind of cardboard were we sleeping on before? Just out of curiosity. What kind of burlap was on there? The Bowl and Branch sheets and bedding, they're so incredibly soft. They feel so incredible. They're going to be the new standard of comfort you will measure everything else by. I swear to you, that happened to me over the weekend when she put these on the bed, and I could not believe how phenomenal they feel. And that's what it's all about, especially down here. We're in South Florida. Yeah. If you're in the summer and it's hot and you want something that's going to feel good against your skin, bowlandbranch.com. You're only paying for quality sheets, not department store overhead. They're amazing, luxurious, 100% organic cotton sheets for a couple of $100. Just visit Bowl, that's B-O-L-L, and branch.com, and you can try them out risk-free for 30 nights. Even better, go to bowlandbranch.com today for 20% off your entire order. Let me know when you buy them, because you're going to love them. I guarantee that. Sheets, towels, blankets, duvet covers, everything. Remember, bowlandbranch.com and the promo code TMOS. That's B-O-L-L and branch.com and TMOS. I'm wrecked now. Thank you.
You're ruined.
That's great.
We've ruined you.
Because really, the other sheets we sleep on.
Yeah, now you're going to get multiple sets.
Yeah.
Let me just say that the other sheets that we sleep on came from a store next door.
Oh.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, you can't beat that convenience.
Yeah, real convenience to go over and grab that. All right, so I'm sorry that I didn't get a chance to promote our friends at Big O and Duke's, Oscar's half of that show, and you guys had a brewery event over the weekend, and I would have promoted it, but I didn't pick it up until I saw the pictures on the weekend, and I knew you were doing that because it was on your Facebook page, but I forgot to promote it. It was this past Saturday.
Mike, we briefly mentioned it in one of the programs, but we didn't get in-depth on it. Yeah, every year we do a Christmas in June party, and we usually do it in studio during a recording of the show, right?
Right.
But this time it was in conjunction with a beer that we released with Fairwinds Brewing in Lorton, Virginia.
How do you rate the brew? Be honest now. Give me an honest assessment.
I took home 6 bombers of that beer. I love
it. Spicy? Is it that spicy?
No. No, it's actually the antithesis of that, because it's June and you need something nice and crisp.
What's it called? What's the name of the brew?
Christmas in June.
Christmas in June?
Yes.
Wow.
So if you, boy, I tell you, because right around this time last year, I was all about my smiling Irish bastard.
I could send you some if you'd like before your surgery.
I would love to try. So the boys go out to the brewery, the Fairwinds Brewery.
Yes, in Lorton, Virginia.
In Lorton, Virginia. And I saw Oscar's latest outfit. Rob, did he get a look at this?
He looked adorable.
There you go. There's the operative word right there. Let's break this down a little bit. So let's do a little analysis of the... is this... It could be many different things. Is this just a? Is he a dandy? Does he like just dressing up?
Well, Mike, it's almost impossible.
Is he trying to capture his youth, or what is the Oscar's done the cute outfit thing for a long time? We've never really picked it apart.
It's impossible to use the word dandy without its appropriate modifier, which is foppish.
It's impossible.
Is he a foppish dandy?
It was by request. It wasn't my idea.
Well,
it
DJs
was
love
request.
Requests, but yes, yet, you don't have to honor requests.
Oh no, I didn't.
Sometimes
I
you
didn't
can
mind.
Say we're going to try to play that next hour, and you don't get no. to.
I think in all the years that he's been working with me at our events. Mm-hmm. You know, yes. He puts a purple shirt on with a black suit. Yes. Every time he pops onto
tiny,
our stage,
tiny, tiny coat.
With the Big O and Dukes thing, he comes out of his yeah. shell. He no, wears
I've,
the outfits.
What you don't know is I've bought
Super Mario.
I've bought all
you know.
Of those specifically for the events.
I know. So you, this
I don't just
one,
take, go into my closet. Oh, I'll wear this. No,
well, are you? But you're going to keep it, are you not?
Yeah, but I wouldn't wear something
until his estate sale.
I don't want to wear something twice on stage.
he's, yes, right. Mike,
I don't want you to wear it on my stage either.
He's like Cher.
So let me describe yes. it first for our audience. So I see pictures of Oscar at the brewery, and he is wearing a, was it a full suit that was yeah. Like a Christmas suit with,
yes.
with Christmas trees and candy canes and red and just
was
incredibly
it from
well
the
done.
Kevin McCarthy collection?
I believe Kevin McCarthy might have purchased a similar suit from mm-hmm. the similar outfit on
yeah,
Amazon.
I think perhaps it was the Johnny Fairplay, you know.
Oh, John Dalton?
John Fairplay Dalton. But,
great man.
So you've been doing this for a long time. And
yes.
I looked at that and I said, is it trying to just not let go of his youth?
I think
I would call it showmanship.
It is, well.
You know. Yeah, I know you would. Okay, yeah. We're not talking about
Mike,
you.
Mike, he would also call it greatness, and he also might use the word excellence. But also,
it was
I think
tight.
When you are doing.
And Chad always wears like something.
Well, he
that's
was
like
literally
boxy
dressed.
And he wears the whole thing, and it goes on over his whole body.
He was
that's
literally dressed as a box. He was
right.
dressed as the
oh.
crate.
He was the crate. He was the crate from Christmas Story.
Right.
Yeah.
But I think Oscar, in that environment, enjoys the fact that he is, and you said the word, he is the dandy. He is the good looking, and he's going to come in
you.
In the full suit,
appreciate
but
that.
Then right. finish the rest of the day in a Gordon Gekko type ensemble. Keep in mind, it's still got a Christmas pattern, but
right.
he's got the cuffs and the suspenders.
I say
and he's
this,
just hanging around being Christmas dandy.
I say this honestly
yes.
because I don't believe when it comes to stage presentation that I do it well at all. I don't think that I pay enough attention to it. You will note that one of our live shows
you wore
I
jeans.
Appeared. I wore jeans and a black shirt. That was, you know, it depends on weight, let's be honest.
And also,
the other thing,
you were
hold
hurt,
on,
you were hurting.
Wait. The other one was the, where I, no, the hurting was when I wore the business suit, I think.
No, it was the most recent one you wore. I think it was a vest. I think you had a vest and jeans.
A vest on. I just miss all the time. I'm not, you know, I don't know. I like a comedian that, that doesn't let his garb get in the way of what he's doing. And I'm not talking about Oscar. I'm talking about comedians when I see him come out. There's nothing that I hate more than a comedian that tries to be too sexy. Do you know what I'm talking
yes.
about?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
for example, I think Eddie Murphy, as funny as he was, took away from himself when he wore that leather
the
jumpsuit
red leather suit.
With the gloves and all that. I'm
yeah,
like,
because what do people say when they talk about that movie? And I forget which one it is.
Raw.
They say the one where he was in the red suit. They don't talk about the material.
Suit. Exactly.
The suit was the star of that,
and
of that
you
film.
See comedians, you see comedians that come out. The greatest example, and I know that I probably run it into the ground, but the greatest example is George Carlin,
mm-hmm.
who just like would throw on a T-shirt or a black shirt and come out and just be there. And then you'll see a guy
with a tuxedo,
with a or just
ruffles,
with
a top hat, tails.
Nothing is ever wrong with a tuxedo, boys. A tuxedo shows respect for the audience.
I'm here copping to the fact. I'm owning the fact that I don't know. I still don't have my stage wear down to nothing. I don't know whether I like to be schlubby and wear jeans and stuff like that. But at the same time, I look at a guy like Carlin who just was there and he let the content speak. And then you see these like marginal comedians that come out and they're just, you can tell that like a chick, they spent 2 hours on their outfit in there. And I don't care for that. Now, Oscar's thing is a totally unrelated thing.
The suit
thing.
Was an extension of business school, which is an ongoing bit on the show, because every time I mention it, Chad hits a bell because he thinks I'm just mentioning school all the time to mention school.
You do.
And
yes.
yeah. he said, why don't you come as business school's Santa? And I figured,
okay, so now that's good.
Okay,
yeah.
now I'm getting a backstory. Yes. That's a good
so
thing.
So I had to go online and find. I tried to find a place locally. They don't sell them in June.
But also, you and Chad aren't going out there and doing 2 hours of material. You're going out to hang out.
Yes.
Say hello to your fans out there and just have a little.
It
thing.
Brought a
that's
smile
okay.
to strangers and listeners' faces alike.
It brought a smile to me.
Whether they were making fun of me and questioning my sanity or celebrating the program.
Well, let me give you a compliment. First of all, the suit was, I mean, perfectly tailored.
Very well done.
You looked like you did well with the measurements on that type of thing. It was fine. But I got past that, and you always seem to, your MO is you like to wear the cute little outfit.
Yeah, I mean,
you really like to wear the cute little outfit. Am I right, Rob?
He likes to be cute.
And this is not saying he's pursuing anything, but really, ultimately, we all get in this business for one reason or another to kind of make ourselves look good in the eyes
of
chicks.
He really made himself to the next level, I think, when he took the coat off and he had Christmas suspenders.
Well, that's
the cutest you can be.
Those suspenders, by the way, given to me by a listener. So it's not
that doesn't help it at all.
And I think the desire. We'll wrap this up by saying I think the desire in the back of his mind is when and listen, he's a wonderful engaged man and loves his fiance very much. But I think in the back of his mind is always that some buxom blonde is going to walk up and go, "Well, I just want to wrap you up in a Christmas box." That's what I want to do. I just say, "Aren't you the cutest? Aren't you just cute as a button?"
Mike,
not knowing that under that suit is the most evil misogynist pig they will ever come across in their lives.
Look at you. I'd like you to stuff my stocking.
I didn't get any of that. I got out of where did you get that suit, man?
First of all, that's true because I have been to those type of events. I know.
Hey, it's great suspenders.
Yeah, really. I mean, it smells like basically root beer and beer. That's it.
It was.
And the root beer is not coming from anything out of a tap.
Mike,
that's for sure.
Thank God somebody tapped me on the shoulder and said, "Don't you have a long day tomorrow?" And I said, "It's 7:30. We've started at 2:30.
Well, do you have an ABV for me on that Christmas in June?
It's 4.5, allegedly.
Oh, very drinkable.
Allegedly, Mike.
Very drinkable. Allegedly,
things got a little wild.
Drink 30 of them. It doesn't matter. That's it. Yeah, that's great. I practically taste it. I'd love to try it. We'll take a break. When we come back, it's another alcohol-related story.
Oh, good.
And it involves Rob Spiewak when we come back.
Really?
Yeah, you're not going to see this one coming.
Okay.
We'll take a break and come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Was it in D.C. this past weekend?
Last night.
Did you go?
I did not go.
Oh, okay. I wouldn't be within 50 miles of that.
No,
I would not go to a GNR show.
Do you know who went?
Not a chance. Who?
Tomo. Todd Moore.
Todd Moore. Was he in a suite above all the
I didn't ask him. I just know that when we were recording Tech 411, he said, he was already hungover. He said, "I got to go to FedEx Field."
Oh, poor you.
Yeah. Did he wear your Christmas suit?
I said you're a better man than I because I would have foregone if I had any type of hangover.
At least it was hot and humid, Mike.
Oh, I saw so many pictures from some of my old pals around Manassas.
Big draw. Big draw.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Numero uno.
You going to gun your own?
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Brought to you by the Mad Hatter. You got your tickets and you made your plans. You're all set for the show live at the DC Improv on November 5th. But what are you doing after the show, huh?
That is the question, no?
I'll tell you what you're doing. You're scooping up the ashes of the high squirrel. No, that's
the
not
high
true.
Sparrow.
The high sparrow. I'm sorry.
Squirrel.
Right after the show, we are all going to head across the street for a good old-fashioned TMOS meet and greet at one of the DC's greatest watering holes, Mad Hatter, and Oscar. At that event, I want you to use that same line on me. Don't you have a lot of work to do tomorrow? Please say that to me at some point. Say something. Please.
Remind
please. I am already, it's what, 5 months away. I am already thinking about the fact that I'm going to be on a plane the following day, and I want to feel good.
Mike, you'll be on a plane either in a seat or in the cargo hold.
Join Mike, Oscar, Rob, and all of your TMOS buddies for food and drink at the Mad Hatter. Make your reservations by emailing your request to haley.madhatterdc@gmail.com. That's haley.madhatterdc@gmail.com. It's that easy. And just because the show's over doesn't mean the fun has to stop. And if you didn't get tickets to the DC Improv, come out and say
hello.
We'd love to see you. All right, so my birthday was last week. Yes. I had a wonderful birthday. I had wonderful gifts from Mr. Santana and Mr. Spiewak. And I really, 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 really was excited about Rob's gift. It was a pretty simple gift, but it was a very expensive decanter and glasses.
I thought you had nice glasses. I thought the decanter was the big deal. Do you not have
the decanter was the big deal for me, but those glasses are the best I own now, and
beautiful.
That's the way it
I'm
is.
Glad. I'm glad.
However,
Waterford.
There's a caveat here, okay?
Yes.
This is, where do I begin?
Oh, no. Da, this is going to be
da, Dirk Vastrick got me a bottle of 18-year-old Irish whiskey.
That good stuff.
The really good stuff.
You should be drinking that good stuff.
Oh, my God.
That 18-year-old stuff.
Had a little taste over the weekend, and it is choice. It's Jameson's 18-year-old. Don't think they're making it anymore. It's that good.
Wow.
It's fantastic. So I immediately said, well, this will be the perfect hooch to put in the decanter.
Mm-hmm.
So Carla comes in and gets it out of the office, and inside there was a little instruction sheet, like a little piece of paper, and she reads it, and she says, or maybe I read it, and it said, prior to use, mix a solution of 50% water and 50% vinegar and put in the decanter, and the purpose of that is to get the lead out of the crystal.
And Mike, as a classic rock DJ, you must be excellent at getting the lead out.
Get the lead. Hey, Mom, I'm gonna. But anyway, and I started to go, lead? And I went, oh, well, of course, it's lead crystal.
Lead
it's
crystal,
It's beautiful. And then I made the terrible mistake of going online to read about crystal decanters. And my question is, Rob, are you trying to kill me? Is that
oh
what you're trying
God.
To do?
Oh, my God.
I had no. I thought for
do
some
you have
reason.
A lead, do you have a lead crystal decanter in your home?
I have a crystal decanter. I don't know if it's lead content or not. Because, I got it for my wedding.
Well, I would say it was if you've been using it.
Well, your decanter, you have to find out if it's lead crystal. And is there something in it?
Yes. I always keep stuff
there
in
been,
it.
And has there been something in it for a long period of time?
Oh, well, I mean, there's always something in it, but it never stays in very long. Because
that might be to your advantage.
Good.
Because I got online and I started to read about crystal.
Did you feel your jaw tightening?
It was. Yes,
I can't. Carla, get the vinegar. I drank out of the lead crystal and I can no longer walk properly.
It is lead poisoning that seeps into the back.
If you
keep the whiskey or the vodka or whatever you put in it, or wine or whatever you want to put in your lead crystal thing, it will, and you keep it in, they say not to do it for long term. So like having a crystal decanter at a bar, like Jack Cassidy in a Columbo movie, where it's like, let me pour you a drink, Columbo, and you have it just sitting there, it would leach. The lead content leaches into the alcohol, causing lead. And even a small amount of lead is not something. Yeah, did you know this?
I bought this from a company in Flint, Michigan.
Yeah. No, you bought it from a company from Ireland.
Yeah,
which
I bought
is
it.
The
very
best you can buy.
It's a very reputable company. I will say that
Waterford would be the. I mean, it's incredibly beautiful. It's a gorgeous.
But I had no idea there was a danger.
I was already thinking about where I was going to put
how
it.
Long,
and how nice
how
it
term
would be.
Is what term is long term? How long can just, the because keep in mind
there's
Mike,
an FDA warning here. Wow.
You like me, the liquor is not going to stick around a long time,
right?
And then you give it a rinse, and then you're off to another Charlie adventure.
All right, let me open this up here. This is from ScotchAddict.com. Are leaded crystal decanters dangerous? Let me see. I'm doing
a 24-hour period.
Only if you store the whiskey or other spirits or liquids in the decanter for longer periods of time.
But that's so vague.
The lead can leach into the spirit, and ingesting it is not safe. According to The Nibble, I went to another website. No, that wasn't The Nibble. It was spelled
with
differently.
P's.
Yeah. It's a category.
According to The Nibble, the leaching of lead is much faster than you'd guessed. Researchers stored port wine in lead crystal decanters and detected 89 micrograms per liter after 2 days and 2,000 to 5,000 micrograms after 4 months. White wine doubled its lead content within an hour and tripled within four. Brandy stored in lead crystal had around, are you ready for this?
Yeah.
20,000 micrograms of lead after 5 years. The EPA's lead standard in drinking water is a mere 50 micrograms per liter.
20,000, 50? That's a big difference.
Yeah. Seems high.
So the Nibble says that it's safe to use lead crystal.
Who is the Nibble, by the way?
The Nibble is the website.
I've got an FDA warning here.
I'm more inclined to go with the FDA than the Nibble.
Let's listen to that.
This was established in 1991, and apparently they did the same type of study, and this is the same information here. It talks about the lead leaching and how the $150 to $2,000 decanters don't necessarily need to be discarded, says the Food and Drug Administration, but they're recommending people rethink the way they use the lead crystal containers for food and beverage.
Which means, and I can summarize this, that you use them if you're having company over and you want to have a nice fancy glass.
That day.
And you put it in and that day you pour it out, and otherwise you don't store it. So if you've got something, and this for all our listeners that might have something like this, I think this is pretty scary when you realize that. And once again, if you're keeping track at home, the last gift was the phone charger that was not for
your phone.
And now this gift, unfortunately, as much as I liked it, Rob is trying to kill me.
I'm not trying to kill you, and I'm not trying to destroy your telephone. It was simply, you know what? I can offer nothing.
You don't have any. I knew I'd blindsign you.
I have nothing to offer but an apology.
You got a poisonous tea next time?
I always thought, shut up, Oscar. How's your suit? You know what's poisonous? Red suspenders. I really thought in my head that lead crystal was desirable. And I wouldn't think
I
that.
I thought it was, too. I was so. The reason I know this.
I believe is I stepped up to lead crystal because I thought it was nicer.
I was. And the
and
whole
now
thing.
It's murder.
And you know what the lead is for? You know what? And I read a lot about this.
What?
The lead is for the look. That the crystal, if you don't have leaded crystal, you won't get as sparkly, shiny a look as the lead enhances the appearance of the decanter.
Because it's
and
metallic,
glasses.
I guess, and it because probably catches light.
Yeah. It's just scary when you think about this.
Horrifying.
And I'm stunned that they sell.
How many years have
stuff.
You been drinking out of yours? Five?
I got it for my wedding. And October
that's
will
more
be 20
like 15.
Years.
That's 20. That's getting up on 20 years.
20 years this October. So
It'd be interesting to have your next time you go in for a physical to have your lead levels.
Well, I'm not saying that mine is leaded, and I will check when I get home because I know the make of mine.
If you're doing an estimate and you have a crystal, first of all, find out what kind of crystal it is.
Mm-hmm.
If it's lead crystal, then secondly, what's the longest you've had any kind of hooch in that lead crystal? And really think about it.
Sometimes it's weeks and weeks.
I'm not trying to, but could it be years and years is the question.
I don't think years and years.
You're sure, though? You're not sure, are you?
I'm not sure. What? You've got me making me nuts. I got to see if it's lead. Hold on.
No.
This could be the problem, Mike. I could have been so healthy, and yet all these years I've been drinking
it's,
lead.
Maybe it's a weight gain factor.
I don't know if it's that.
The thing about it is I am not trying to do what the local news does. I just discovered this by accident. And by the way, when you get something, they say, by the way, put vinegar and water in there and let it soak for 24 hours. That to me was the first tell that maybe this is not the smartest thing to do. And I would think that over the years you would have had somebody say, well, why the hell? This is a vessel that is being designed to store alcohol for long periods of
Mike,
time.
They still sell cigarettes.
Yeah, they still sell cigarettes. You know? Absolutely.
Ask Pony.
You know, anyway,
Pony counts on it.
It's very scary.
Every time I see Pony going to CVS.
With lead.
This is where the internet sucks, because then you get the real nerdnicks that are weighing in. For example, the crystal decanter ION has an interior surface area of about 420 centimeters, and it's got like an equation here, and it's is 24% lead. That means the first 0.5 millimeters of the inside of my decanter, there are over 66 grams of lead. Rob, you're covering your face? What's the matter?
I was just spending a little time at Mikasa.com. And I don't know if my wedding registry is still open, but if you want to send me a gift, we were registered at Mikasa. That was 1995.
Man, is Mikasa still in business?
What's Mikasa?
Mikasa's like a dinnerware.
Crystal and dinnerware, and they have a lot of
outlets. Know what it means is my house.
Cutlery.
Mike, the most similar to the one in my house is called the Maria Crystal Decanter. Okay. I don't see the actual model of mine, but I see one that's very similar. It priced out at the MSRP is $145, but online you get it for $99.
It's not cheap, though.
Here's the description. Add elegance to any meal or dinner party with this Mikasa Maria Decanter, made of 24% lead crystal.
There it is. I just thought it would be
this. Sometimes old timey isn't really worth it.
Well, that's why there's no one left from the old timey. We're all dead. Start preparing the eulogy, folks. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to have to. There's some in it right now. Tonight, I'll take care of drinking that because I know it hasn't been in there that long.
Hold on. You know, we're freaking him out because you know he likes to pour it out of that.
Oh, I love it.
He's going to have
it. And it looks beautiful on the bar.
Can I ask you this?
Yes.
All your brown liquor, let's say your go-to is Crown Royal. That's what you drink more than. Do you usually, if you get a brand new bottle of Crown, do you normally pour it into the decanter?
Crown is what I keep it in the decanter.
Of course.
Because it looks good.
That's how Elvis drank it.
Elvis didn't drink. Now I've got Mike, you've really thrown me. I know. There's going to have to be a plan B. I think, okay. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to go home and we're going to drink all the Crown that has the lead in it. Because I know it's only been in there since Friday. That's when I filled it. And then I guess I'll put colored water in it because it looks great.
Yeah, it's pretty.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, just make sure you let the kids know because they're in that age where they sneak alcohol.
Put a color in there so when Grammy and Grampy come over, they don't accidentally pour something in there. Hey,
Rob, let me tell you.
Maybe I'll just fill it with fake blood because pretty soon that'll be oozing out of my face anyway.
What about
Saturday
your
night in the Spiewak house? Fantastic.
My father never does a decanter. He has bottles. Bottles always.
Is there anyone else that you've been poisoned over the years that you should maybe let them know? Hey.
Might give my buddy Doug a call.
Brad ever get one?
No, I don't think Brad and I have ever taken from the decanter together. Now it sounds like the Last Supper.
any crystal glasses?
You know what? I do have crystal glasses.
Yeah.
Hold on, let me go back to the website.
Yeah, but the amount of time that the...
No, see, because if you pour wine in for Thanksgiving and then you pour them out, you're not drinking
them. Yeah, it's true. It's not stored in there. I think I'm okay there. But, I think you're going to be okay here.
The decanter, I believe, is the big warning sign. It's like, well, we're here at the Saturday night at the Spiewak. Let's take a sip out of this. How long has this been here? Oh, it's been aging in the bottle for 6 years. Let me take a sip. I can't feel my toes. I can't feel my toes.
Can you get me some ice, please?
Doesn't this Crown taste a little tinny?
Tinny. Yeah. Have you for an adult, for a grown man, and Rob in my case, two rather well-grown men, what is the ramification? What can it do to you?
Lead poisoning? Well, the old joke is lockjaw.
Really?
I'll bring up symptoms right now. But
why is that old joke about paint chips?
Because it can really mess up a kid, right?
It tastes sweet.
I mean, it can cause brain damage, I think.
Yeah, they can. Yeah.
That's what it is.
That's
what it is.
Mike, I still have it. It's in my closing docs for the home, the lead warnings because of all the paint over the years.
You know, there it is, 24% in one of those decanters. It's lead. How come in this
I'll just take some chips next time and put them in my drink and say, I'm drinking what Rob drinks.
Lead interferes with, instead of an orange slice, Mike, we've put in a piece of wall. Lead interferes with a variety of body processes and is toxic to many organs and tissues, including the heart, bones, intestines, kidneys, and reproductive and nervous systems. I know that because I'm very nervous right now. It interferes with the development of the nervous system, is therefore particularly toxic to children, causing potentially permanent learning and behavior disorders. Symptoms include abdominal pain, confusion, headache, anemia, irritability, and, Mike, in severe cases, I'm glad they prefaced this, death.
Mm.
But that's a severe case.
So you,
give you a ding for... I would say 75% of those.
Yeah, true. I could have been such a great man.
I would ask your doctor about it.
I will.
He'll probably poo-poo it, but the fact is that, you know, it's
the blood test won't lie.
And you know what? I can actually look back at this and say, I dodged a bullet.
You dodged a bullet.
I'll get you next time, Mike O'Mara.
Why I've been telling Rob to get the lead out for years, for God's sake.
I don't know. We took your blood, Rob. It's rusty. Why is that?
I'm keeping it, though. I am going to put that. I'll probably put that colored water
display,
in it.
Display, Mike.
And then, you know, when certain people come over down here, you know, probably you know, say, hey, drink up.
That's Mike, I never wanted to kill you.
Maybe a neighbor?
I'm so sorry.
It's still pretty. I'm not getting rid of it. We'll take a break. Come back with news you may not need right here. It's pretty. On the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, a special announcement for all of my D.C. area listeners. If you're heading down to the beach, make sure to check out the Mike O'Mara Show. We can be heard Monday through Friday on 97.1 The Wave, your beach station.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Okay, guys. Here's our first pair.
Hey. Love when you put them online on Friday. They're gorgeous.
My new Warby Parkers, and I'll be showing you. I actually have 4 pairs of glasses that I bought because the prices were so great at Warby Parker. And these are my professorial style glasses. These are the tortoise shells. I love Warby Parker. If you worry about getting new glasses, the choice, the hassle, the expense, forget about it. Take a look at these Warby Parkers I'm wearing right now. No more outrageously priced eyewear. Prescription glasses start at $95. That includes frames, lenses, and coating. And look at how beautiful they are. Let me see if I can get a. There you go. There's a really good example.
You know what's so great about that? And I know they measured your
tortoiseshell.
When they measure your face when you go to the Warby Parker store, they suit Mike's face so well. Sometimes glasses look too small. Yeah. Sometimes they look too big.
Just
these
go.
Are a perfect a fit for you.
And they've got a try-on program where they'll send you 5 pairs to try on, and they do that after you fill out the little questionnaire to get the right size and everything. They've taken out the middleman. That's why they're able to do this. They're incredible. They sell directly to the customer, whether you visit one of their 30 retail locations like I did, the one over in Miami, or warbyparker.com/TMOS. Try the 5 try-on deal. No obligation whatsoever. They'll send them to you. Try them on, and you're going to love them. A lot of our listeners, they love the eyeglasses, and you got to go to Warby Parker to get them. And you're already taking advantage of it. We appreciate it. Go to warbyparker.com/TMOS to pick out your 5 favorite frames. They'll ship them to you for free. That's warbyparker.com/TMOS to get started with a free try-on kit. warbyparker.com/TMOS. And tomorrow I think I might debut the real cool ones.
Nice.
Wait, you look great in them.
These I love them. They're fantastic, and they're very, very well made. So
kids,
without the what's that?
I'll just say the PB on the periodic table is not for peanut butter, it's for lead.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
You
I
know why?
That.
News.
Plumbers. You're gonna die down there. That's
why they're called plumbers. Lead pipe.
Yeah, yeah.
Rob tried to kill me. Anyway, Adele performed at Britain's Glastonbury Festival on Saturday, and during her show, she brought a girl named Maria on stage. Maria held up her phone to take a selfie with Adele. Adele said she could not hold it. No, Adele said she could hold it, and then Adele burped.
Oh, Adele.
Chances are no one would have known except maybe Maria, but Adele yelled, quote, "Oh my God, I just burped."
Gross.
No, this isn't the gross part, though. She hugged Maria, helped her Brexit the stage, and then she explained her burp by saying, quote, "I had a dirty burger before I came on. That's why." Ooh. A dirty burger. That's nasty.
Now, Oscar, help me. Is that a category?
I wish.
A dirty burger.
Dirty burger.
Yeah, you can tell it's Monday. Not much going on. A Billy Joel cover band called Big Shot.
Hey, you had to be a Big Shot, didn't you?
They were performing in Huntington, New York on Friday night when Billy Joel himself surprised the crowd by coming out and joining them for 3 songs.
That's pretty cool.
Billy said, quote, "I only live down the road from here. Everyone went nuts, including one guy who kept yelling, 'Can you effing believe this? Can you effing believe this?'" Seriously. So if you are so much of a fan that you go to a tribute band,
right,
and then the actual artist shows up, that's to me, those are the people I want to see the reaction.
That's got
to
be great. Pretty cool for them.
Billy sat down at the piano, and they played Joe Cocker's version of With a Little Help from My Friends, the Rolling Stones' Honky Tonk Woman, and You May Be Right, mixed with Rock and Roll by Led Zeppelin. I wish I was in that room. Those are
That's
songs I would
neat.
Enjoy, every one of them. As cool as this is, it is worth noting that Big Shot isn't just a random cover band. Three of the guys regularly tour with Billy. In fact, they're current members Billy. Of his backing band. So, yeah, but that's okay, too.
He's connected.
Yeah, he didn't have to go to their gig.
No, he knows the guys, and they're great musicians, and they know how to play with Billy. So
he's
that's
still
cool
got
thing.
His residency at Madison Square Garden. So I think that this is probably pretty cool for him, who's, you know, started in small venues.
Oh, yeah.
Great way for him to drop in and do something a little more intimate. Good for him.
That would be on the list. That's a guy, you know, I when Prince passed away, I was so, so bummed that I didn't get a chance to see him live. I'm not a big concert guy, but Billy Joel I would put on my list to go see.
Saw him on his My Wife Just Divorced Me and Took All My Money from the Crooked Manager Tour. So it was like in 87 or 88.
It's happened twice.
Yeah, and it was so stripped down. Like, there weren't even like theatrical lights. It was just piano and a stage at the Cap Center with just, you know, house lights up. And
right.
He was fantastic. All he is was music, and it was
I really
great.
Want to go see
you
him.
You got to go see him.
There's been talk of an Aerosmith farewell tour for a while, and last week Steven Tyler confirmed it. He said it's happening next year, and he even said, quote, the band's over. It's time. They've been doing this for a long time.
Yeah, they've broken up 1,000 times.
But they've been away just long enough now where I might want to go see him again. When asked if the farewell tour meant they were done for good, Steven said, quote, yeah, but apparently that isn't as definitive as it sounded. His rep later said, quote, they aren't breaking up. That's not quite what he said. He's still the ultimate frontman for Aerosmith. As far as 2017, everyone will have to stay tuned to hear what's up his sleeve. She also hyped his upcoming country album and tour.
Ugh.
No. That's called We're All Somebody From Somewhere, and it comes out July 15th. I don't want to see Steven Tyler do a country show.
But
that's,
you know what's great
opinion.
Is the reason he's talking about Aerosmith, which is the moneymaker, is so people can comment on his country album.
That's exactly
it. That's
it
the
is,
only
yeah.
reason he's talking about it.
Kind of sucks. Independence Day Resurgence bombed at the box office this weekend. 41.6 million. You'd think that sounds like a lot of money.
Yeah.
It's not when it comes to this movie. It cost $165 million to make this film. It didn't even make its budget back globally. Oof. Its worldwide take was just $101.5 million. Meanwhile, Finding Dory continued to crush it, taking in $73.2 million in its second week. And
wow.
I'm part of that $73.2 million because I took the little guy. His first movie in a theater was Finding Dory. Hated it.
Is
anyway,
he still into Dory, though? Because I know he has a birthday coming up.
No, he's on to his next thing.
What's hot now?
He was playing his little guitar this morning. That's what he was doing. You know, we took him to the bookstore. We took him to the bookstore over the weekend. And, you know, I was going to talk about it on the show today. I think that, you know, brick-and-mortar bookstores are actually making a little bit of a comeback. So, yeah, you're hearing about that. People actually like real books, and it's kind of fun. It's been a long time since I'd been in an actual real bookstore, and it was kind of fun to walk around. And he got his little books, and he did all that. And then we went out for a drink. An elementary school in Brooklyn, New York, was having a kindergarten graduation ceremony on Friday morning, speaking of little ones, and of course all the parents were jockeying for position to get great photos of their kids, but it turned into a pushing and shoving and yelling match and then spiraled into an all-out brawl.
Always, always.
All of those parents eventually got kicked out. There's no word if any of them got arrested. Fortunately, the kids didn't see the fight. They were queuing up to go on stage and get their diplomas, and they were being very, very well behaved. I thought maybe we were slowing down on that.
No.
But in the world of me, no, that's not going to happen. It
not
sucks.
Not at all.
Yeah, get the picture. Get the picture. So competitive. It's competitive when it comes to kids. Take your kids out to a random kids event, and you will notice the competitive nature of get me first, get my kid first.
Get me best.
Sure,
what is
me,
there, the
me,
upgrade?
Me.
Yeah, always.
It's ridiculous. And it's not the kids. It's not
no,
the kids at
parents.
All. Put the kids in a room. We took them out. You know, it's 1,000 degrees down here, and we took them to a little indoor, little park area, and it's just so hysterical to watch them interact with each other because my kid was in this park area with a little girl that came in who was a little older, And the girls are more aggressive. It's hysterical to watch. And she had her eyes on my little guy right from the beginning. And I said, okay, watch this behavior. This is why O'Mara men are successful. See him totally blow her off? See that? See him walking the other direction, not even glancing at her. She will be chasing after him.
Yeah.
She did. It was wonderful. And even when he climbed up on the dragon.
You've been married 3 times, Mike.
Yeah, thank you very much.
That proves that it worked 3 times.
Yes, sir. Yeah, sorry. Well, it's like when I went to my niece's wedding and all the cousins were out there, all the young guys, and they came up to me and said, hey, there's some pretty girls in the bridal party. Uncle Mike, most of them are engaged. I said, hey, you're O'Mara's. That never stopped you before. There you go. A 31-year-old guy named Christian, a little something something now.
Thank you.
A guy named Christian Fisher walked into a grocery store in Seattle on Wednesday, whipped out his junk, and plopped it down on the scanner at the self-checkout aisle. There's no word what it rang up for. Anyway, one of the employees came over and saw what was going on. She started laughing, but then another employee walked over, and he called the cops.
Yeah.
Christian wound up getting into a fight with a security guard who was trying to hold him for the cops. If he wasn't under the influence of something, I can see that doing maybe as a joke and a gag, but then when it got real serious, he wanted to flee. Mm. So he was arrested for indecent exposure and assault. This is the second time someone's recently gotten weird at a self-checkout. A guy in Ohio was arrested about a month ago for pooping on one. So I guess this seems to be a new thing. Just to be clear, there were no barcodes on either the junk or the poo. Just to keep you advised on that. So that means, with all that effort, you wouldn't get the little beep. But anyway, that's it. We'll take a break, come back with the Audio Vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
This week on O'MaraCast, David Kolesar sits in and he shares about what he loves about Mike O'Mara.
I've always liked Mike O'Mara. His personality, I've always sort of, he's really relatable, even though he's been in the radio business forever, to me and, a lot of my friends that listen to him, he seems just like a normal guy, just like a normal, approachable guy. People in my demographic, would kind of like that, somebody that, you can just listen to and relate to.
If you want to be a guest on O'MaraCast, send a note to facebook.com/O'MaraCast or at O'MaraCast on Twitter. Remember to download O'MaraCast every week on the TMOS app.
He is so wrong. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Amazon. Summer is
you
hot.
You fooled them all for years, Mike.
Oh, I sure have, yeah. Of course I am. Summer is hot, but you can stay cool. Be cool, Daddy-O. Shop at Amazon, the coolest place on the internet. Amazon.com. Buy everything you need at one place, from the air-conditioned comfort of your own home. Just remember to shop through our portal. You see...
What's that?
I don't know what's wrong with me today. Anytime you purchase something through our Amazon link, we get a tiny percentage. It doesn't cost you any extra. This really is important to the show, and it's the best and easiest way to support us. So while all the squares are running around sweating bullets, all those squares, Daddy-O.
I hate squares.
You're chilling like a villain.
Ugh.
I haven't read it yet. Is this a new one?
It's brand new.
You're chilling like a villain and supporting your favorite podcast. Just bookmark our Amazon link and use it like crazy. Remember, if you need it or want it, Amazon has it. Go to MichaelMaraShow.com/Amazon. Click on the Amazon button on our website or use the TMOS app and click on the shopping cart. Then shop like you normally would. It's simple. And now relax and be cool. If you're drinking out of your decanter and you decide
Stop it.
Me with more of those Amazons, I friggin' love them. That's a little piece of joy. Without further ado, let's open up the Audio Vault for Monday, June 27, 2016. Take it away, Rob.
Yeah, let's enjoy this while I'm still alive. Last night, I very seldom, particularly on a Sunday night, I'm normally in bed by 10.
Okay.
But I stayed up last night because I was very excited.
We didn't even get to Game of Thrones today, Oscar
tomorrow.
And I.
Get prepared.
I really wanted to like this show.
Just real quick.
Yeah,
Oscar,
go ahead.
I'm sorry.
No, let's talk about it tomorrow.
We'll talk about tomorrow. I just want
to give people one more chance to
scale of five. Yeah. 1 to 5. 1 to 5. What do you give it?
A solid 4.5.
Yeah.
That good?
I wouldn't give it the full 5 like you. I'm with you on that one. I don't want to give it the full 5, but.
There were moments, though.
Wow.
Moments.
Well, Mike.
Cersei. What? Go ahead.
I was very excited about this show, and I would certainly not give this one a 4.5.
Get ready to match the stars.
It debuted last night, Rob.
Rosie O'Donnell. Michael Ian Black. Deborah Messing.
They used the original music?
They did. Listen, it's great.
Foster, as we play the star-studded match game.
I'm so glad they used it. You had to be all in if they were using the regular
music. Was good. I like that.
Did it suck?
Yes, listen.
Welcome to Match Game. I'm your host, Alec Baldwin. If you couldn't tell by the length of my microphone, I'm both a grower and a shower.
That's funny.
No.
So you don't think that's funny? No, you're not going to like
it. Because it was too prepared, and here's the thing. First of all, I got a million, automatically my phone starts going, vroom, 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 because everyone's messaging me, because we're all watching it. It's a big deal. It's the big summer premiere of the Match Game. He's holding a Gene Rayburn-styled microphone.
Right.
The ECM-51, but he's wearing a lav. The mic is not real.
Who cares?
Because he's using it as a prop.
That's
it's stupid.
BS, nerdy, not relevant way to critique it. How about the content?
The
okay?
Content sucked. God. All the stars sucked.
God, don't give your Annie Wilkes misery review. Give me a regular review.
Okay, here's the review.
They just cheated us. He's wearing a lavalier. He ought to be
How
killed.
How dare he?
So why? But then why does he have the microphone? It's pointless.
Well, because
it's like giving him a stick to wave around.
No, would you like to know real television?
Yeah.
If he is speaking to somebody who stands up, you use the microphone for that. The reason for the. Have you gone back and looked at old episodes? Could it be possible that that Rayburn had a lavalier as well?
No.
Because he used the microphone, because they do it on the Today Show when they have a handheld mic. They go to their people in the crowd,
but this
and then
was
they keep
also
their lavalier
a cordless.
On.
I'm wondering
By
if
By the way, a lavalier microphone is one of those mics that goes on a lapel or on a dress. That's what they use for
but
TV.
But let's go on to the other problem with the show. The panel was not funny. The ones that I thought would actually be sort of useful, like Rosie O'Donnell, who I'm not a big fan of, but she is funny,
right?
Was useless. She really didn't come through with any jokes at all. JB Smoove, who was in the bottom middle, the Richard Dawson slot, was trying way, way too hard.
Let me ask you this, because you're a big TV viewer like I am, and you study this kind of crap. Do you get the impression they were doing the Hollywood Squares thing, or did they let them just wing it?
They let them wing it. They let them wing it.
That's going to ruin it, because they got to give them some help. Because that's what Hollywood Squares, the formula for Hollywood Squares, by the way, when you look back and they always had a funny line, they were written for them. They were sitting there on a sheet, and that's what they should
do
for all
these
shows.
You know why? Because they're cheap now.
They're cheap. Yeah. They bring the star power in and let them see if they can
be funny. And I got the impression that the stars think they can do it. And they can't.
And it's tough to do it and be funny about it.
And also, but this is not the fault.
Were they really
of the stars.
In squares?
No, they're on a two-row panel.
Okay.
The problem is they also wrote the game wrong. The game needs to be, and I don't want to get too nerdy, but it does need to be three rounds, and the questions need to get easier so you can catch up.
Ah.
But they had easy questions in the first round, so people were matching like five people on their first
Did you
first
stay with
questions.
The whole thing? Did you watch it till the end?
100%, yes.
And it sucks, so
it
you
sucks.
Wouldn't go back to
oh,
it?
Oh, I'll watch it every week, but just so I can complain about it.
Watch it
There's
every
nothing
week.
Else on. But
I
also, I will
I
give
might
them...
give it a look. What network is it on?
ABC.
ABC
they
on
have
Sunday
game
night.
Shows. They have game shows, three-hour-long game shows on Sunday night for the rest of the summer, I believe.
Okay, all right. It's a
but I will give them credit. They did use the set is nice. The set is very reminiscent of the original set, and the music is the original cuts. I think they've brightened them a little bit.
I was over with the
stuff.
Rest of America, with the majority of America, watching Game of Thrones.
And you were not disappointed.
The finale,
so.
And don't expect a spoiler alert from me. Okay.
Such a
thank dick. You, Mike. yesterday was the Quicken Loans PGA tournament, which I believe was local here to D.C.
Oh,
I think
yes.
it was a congressional.
You know, did you see the junkies met Jim Nance and like
no,
hung out with him
I
in
didn't.
The box?
Oh, did no.
they really?
Oh,
didn't see
yeah.
that.
Where did how did they where did they meet Jim I, Nance? Where
it's
did they do
CBS.
It? Oh, it's CBS. Well,
I don't
connected.
Know how that works, but
they've gone out to the tournaments before. Really incredibly gut-wrenching, sad story. With Billy Hurley and the fact that his father, tragic suicide about a year earlier, right? And a local guy from your neck of the woods, Leesburg, and really just a wonderful storybook ending for him. And, you know, just one of those real stories, human interest stories in sports that I thought was great.
Would have been a great capper to the tournament with no blemishes except for the fact if you got a hole-in-one, Quicken Loans was going to give the player that got a hole-in-one $1 million.
Right.
And because of that, they had $1 million in cash in the clubhouse on display.
Yeah, they had it in a big plexiglass, like super bulletproof glass.
So the golf announcer says, how much do you think $1 million weighs? But he says in $100 bills.
Okay.
His answer is for $1 bills. And so here he is totally blowing this thing for Quicken. And also listen to Nance sound like, what? So listen to this. It's great.
How much do you think $1 million in $100 bills weighs?
47 pounds.
No, 12.
25.
2,204 pounds.
What?
2,204 pounds. Put it on your back and see if it weighs a ton.
That is a ton. That can't weigh that much.
He's got it wrong, hasn't he, Finch?
Really?
Yeah, he must be. Come on.
Would I make that up? I wouldn't make it up.
So they go to commercials and come back.
That's Gary McCord, by the way. That's Gary McCord, the legendary CBS golf announcer, Gary. Very funny guy.
They come back and he has to say this.
And Peter, I might add that I might have got that weight wrong. Let's say with dollar bills, it's 2,000 pounds. With $100 bills, it's only 20.4 pounds.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
I didn't think you would actually try to.
Only you.
Try to
That's good. I give Nance credit. That's good. That's only you. That's good.
Only
and by
you.
The way, those guys, you know, when you watch those guys, they are that's the difference right there. That's the difference between a great broadcast team where they come back and they don't
they
let
acknowledge.
You hang. Yeah. They acknowledge the mistake and then they use this material and Nance does that. It was kind of cool seeing Tiger because it's his tournament.
Mm-hmm.
I root for Tiger to make a comeback, man. I really would love to see him come back. I think the guy's paid his dues. I really do. I'd love to see him.
How many years has it been?
Since he's been out of real competition.
No, that he's won a major.
Oh, my
oh,
God.
Major.
Like 8 years?
Very long time, yeah.
I know this. I know
you
know,
here's
that
here's another one. He's 40 now. Can you believe that? He's 40 years old now.
The voicemail scandal broke the day we started this podcast.
So, seven and a half years?
Yeah, because I had it in the first audio vault. I remember that.
Scary. Very
all right, let's close with this. This is our 911 call of the week. A couple in Wisconsin calls 911. Do you know why, Mike?
Why?
They're being held captive. By their cat?
This is kind of like a strange question, but we have a cat, and it's going crazy, and it's attacked my husband, and we're kind of hostage in our house, and we're just wondering who we can call to do something, get rid of the cat, or help us.
My favorite part about that is because they're from Wisconsin. They say, we've got this cat.
It's the cat that's the cat right now is on the back of the sofa.
And, Mike, if you had 1 million cats, it weighs 2,000 pounds.
Why don't you ask me what the color is, though? It's a dangerous cat. It's an unlucky cat.
Really? What kind?
Black.
Black cat!
It's a black cat.
You'd be in bad shape if it crossed your path.
Very bad. Thank
that's
you.
That's your magic audio vault. Have a great Monday, everybody.
That's it. Another Mike O'Mara Show has come and gone. Thanks for joining us for an episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Be sure and join us every day on the air online at MikeO'MaraShow.com. To mail us anything that doesn't stink or tick, our address is TMOS Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia, 20177. All messages and birthday requests for our weekly mailbag segment can be sent to Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. The Mike O'Mara Show is all about you. Thanks for your continued passionate support of all things TMOS, and please continue to spread the word about our show all over the world. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara reminding you to join us again for your favorite part of the day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Remember the 5th of November.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.